to Lauren Briggs, who's an author, an illustrator, and I think we can describe her as a doer. Lauren, great to meet you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks so much for having me on the program.
Now, a lot of people see something wrong with the world and think, oh, that's not good. Oh, I wonder if I could do something about it. You've seen a bit of an issue with plastics and you are taking action.
I am. I've created a children's picture book called Little Pago, which is about a very energetic yet vulnerable baby sea turtle whose favorite activity is eating. However, everything he comes across in the ocean to eat, unfortunately, is plastic. And when I wrote and illustrated this picture book, I really wanted to inspire children and their families, teachers, to have important conversations about how we can care for our marine life and oceans. And Little Pago is really symbolic of all marine life. And he's there to empower kids to make a difference by starting to eliminate single-use plastics in their lives.
Now, what about the amount of single-use plastics that go into the ocean? I mean, the number is, well, it's a bit like, you know, the budget when you hear about billions of dollars. It's even worse in a way as far as plastics go.
Exactly. And so there are some really easy tips that Little Pago shares. He has a website, littlepago.com, and he gives children and their families tips on how to start eliminating single-use plastics. And hopefully by taking small actions, kids who are going to be our next generation, they're going to be managing and living on our planet, will hopefully be able to make good choices about the effect of plastic on our marine life and oceans and start to stop using them.
Now, is that the message? And I guess, like in a nutshell, if you like, that, I mean, I might think, well, you know, what can I do? Or if I don't use this piece of plastic now, what help is that going to be? I mean, you know, if everyone does a little bit, it all adds up to a lot.
Exactly. I really hope that Australians realise how powerful an impact we can have collectively by taking action against using single-use plastics in Australia. I know some of the states have already banned them, and I really hope in New South Wales that's going to happen soon too. And I also hope that the Little Pago narrative offers Australian children the language to understand that each and every one of us can make a difference, no matter how small the action may seem.
You're in New South Wales, I'm in South Australia, Lauren. I think our state government actually has been quite proactive as far as that goes, so which is great. And I guess, you know, obviously a number of people that might be listening to this might have disabilities and, for example, they may need those plastic straws for, you know, for living their lives. I mean, we're not saying get rid of all plastics. I guess it's all little things that we can do just to start to minimise the amount of plastic that goes into the ocean.
Correct. And there's some really great alternatives that are out there to plastic straws. I've seen wheat straws and paper straws. And not all plastic is bad either. I think it's about the plastic that we use just once, the single use, that if we can find other ways, like taking a reusable coffee cup, having a water bottle so we don't need to buy plastic water bottles, those kind of actions really can make a difference to our marine life and oceans.
So I must admit, those water bottles, I do, it boggles my mind as to why people would do that. But anyway, I won't get onto my hobby horse either. Ryan, you've had a very interesting life, as I'm sure most people have, but you spent some time in London and your influences, I guess, may well have been from, you know, when you grew up very much loving nature.
Absolutely. And it was actually during a university project after I'd read some really disturbing facts about detrimental effects that humans were having on the marine life that really inspired me to create Little Pago. And I visited Langkayan Island off the coast of Borneo with my family, and it's a turtle conservation island, and it was really phenomenal to see these tiny, vulnerable turtles making their way into the ocean. And I had just learned that only 1 in 1,000 baby turtles actually make it to adulthood. So it seemed like Little Pago could be the perfect mascot to take action and support the message.
And you spent some time in London. Tell us about that.
London was fantastic. It was when I was introduced, I was at art school and I was introduced to printing and etching. And that was actually the medium that I used in my first book, Stories for Simon, which was written by my friend Lisa Sarzin. And I guess being exposed to different cultures allows you, once you've come home to realize that you can be empowered to make change.
You've also had an association with former Australian of the Year, Adam Goods.
Yes, Adam Goods kindly endorsed Stories for Simon, and all the royalties from Stories for Simon go to Adam Goods and Michael O'Loughlin's incredible foundation, the Go Foundation, which supports Indigenous education. So we've worked closely with them.
I don't want to make this South Australia versus New South Wales one, but Adam and Michael are both from South Australia and we're doing well as far as plastic goes. Maybe you should come here, or maybe we should come there and sort New South Wales out. Maybe that's the answer.
Maybe that is as well. And just to show how small actions help, our wonderful publisher, Boolarong Press, have printed Little Paygo on 100% recycled paper. And they are actually donating a percentage of the sale of each book to a really wonderful environmental organization called Take Three for the Sea. So it's been an incredible experience that everybody's working together to try and make a difference.
I was going to mention that to you because, of course, people might say, well, books, you know, that's sort of using paper and trees, et cetera, et cetera. So is it a bit of a mixed message that you're sending? But I think you've answered that.
Yeah.
So what drives you? Is it sort of growing up and sort of being free and enjoying nature that you'd like your kids and your grandkids and, you know, kids in the 22nd century to be experiencing as well?
Absolutely. I grew up surrounded by nature and animals. And once I became a mother, I realized how important it was for me to live a sustainable life and teach my children to be responsible for our actions and care for our planet. And I, coming from an illustration and graphic design background, I love how picture books can be a vehicle to really explore a message and share an important message with others. And one of my favorite things to do with my children was reading to them at bedtime. It's a really beautiful, intimate experience. And what better way to share a picture book that has a really important message and to help you guide your kids? I've really noticed that when you teach your children about the environment around them, and you arm them with, you know, knowledge and empathy and facts, that they thrive and they can really become really positive global citizens.
I'm not quite sure how old your kids are, Lauren, but I think the thing that you'll probably notice as they grow up is they tend to become very much educators of us older people as well. When they know sort of stuff, they're very happy to share it and try and get us to understand how important that sort of thing is. So you're doing that education in their early lives. As they grow up, a compliment might be returned.
I hope so. My children are now teenagers, and I guess you can only lead us by example, and I really look forward to seeing the direction that they all take.
That's the sort of thing that can happen, though, can't it? And I guess, it's that sort of generation that can influence those that are older. I mean, you know, some of us that might be a little bit set in our ways or think it's all too hard, or what can I do that's going to make any difference? If that sort of influence can permeate into the greater community, it can be a huge thing as far as success goes.
Exactly. I totally agree.
Now, what about as far as getting access to your book, Lauren? How can we do that?
Okay, so Little Paygo can be purchased from all good bookstores, online from Booktopia and Boolarong Press, as well as if you go to the littlepaygo.com website, there are links to purchase the book, as well as an abundance of educational resources that can be used in the classroom, lots of fun art activities for parents and grandparents to do with their kids, and most importantly, lots of tips on how to eliminate single-use plastics from our home, classroom, and community.
Well, there's lots of things on that website that people can get information about, and also, if they buy the book, as you say, proceeds also are going to help a very worthwhile charity as well.
Exactly. Thanks so much for the support, Peter.
Lauren, good luck. Have you got another book up your sleeve?
I do. It's just about to start.
Okay. No hints?
Australian topic, but I'll leave it at that. I'm not sure how much I'm allowed to divulge, but I promise you can be the first to know about it.
Okay. We'll hold you to that. So just give us that website again. If people do want to find out more, they can actually purchase the book from your website. Just give us that website again.
Littlepaygo.com, or they're more than welcome to go to Boolarong Press as well.
Okay. And Little Paygo, Paygo is spelled P-A-G-O.
Correct.
Lauren, good to talk to you.
Thank you, Peter. Take care.
That's Lauren Briggs, author, illustrator, and also someone making a difference to try and cut down on the amount of plastics that's going into our oceans.